Do you like music that's heavy and dark?
I do.
Then tune in to the Mellow Dad Radio Show, Thursdays at 7 p.m., Fridays at 9 p.m., only on CygnusRadio.com.
Last Monday, I was arrested. On a Tuesday, I was locked up in jail. On a Wednesday, my trial was attested. On a Thursday, nobody wouldn't go my bail yet some more. Almost done. Yes, some more. Almost done. Yes, some more. Almost done. And I ain't gonna ring them yellow women no bell. Take this stripe, stripe them round my shoulder. Take this chain, chain them round my leg. Lord, this stripe. Right, sure don't worry me. But these chains, chains is about to kill me, dead. Yes, some more. Almost done. Yes, some more. Almost done. Yes, some more. Almost done. And I ain't gonna ring them yellow women no bell. Me my baby when I'm walking. On a Sunday, she knocked me out, though. On a Monday, we was sitting down a talking. On a Tuesday, she had pawned all of my clothes. Yes, some more. Almost done. Yes, some more. Almost done. Yes, some more. Almost done. And I ain't gonna hang down yellow women no bill.
Wrong Side of the Tracks. Welcome back, everybody. Another day. I'm your host, Chip McCabe. And as we do every Tuesday at 7 p.m., Wednesdays at 1 in the afternoon, and always in the Cygnus Radio Archives, CygnusRadio.com, bringing the best in all things Americana-ish, and definitely the blues, and definitely folk. And a guy who had a massive influence on both the blues and folk music was, of course, Huey William Leadbetter, or as you know him, Leadbelly. And we gave you a version of On a Monday, which was also called Looky Looky Yonder, Black Betty, Yellow Women's Doorbells, and I Got Stripes, as Johnny Cash would record it. On a Monday, originally released in 1939, by Leadbelly, written by Leadbelly. And so why are we playing Leadbelly to start the show? Well, he's got a birthday coming up sometime around mid-January. 18th, 19th, 20th, 23rd. No one's really sure what exact day or what year, for that matter. 1888, 1889. So just around this time of year, we celebrate Leadbelly's birthday here on Wrong Side of the Tracks. There are certain artists, I think, when you first discover them, they change your life, and you're not even really sure at the time that they've done it, but they have. And for me, one of those artists is absolutely Leadbelly. When I first heard Leadbelly when I was like 15, 16 years old, not only was I enamored with the recordings I was hearing, including that one on a Monday, but it just completely, completely sent me on this lifelong now deep dive into the blues and folk music, and it was all because of Leadbelly, in all honesty. So I have a special spot in the cockles of my blackened heart for Leadbelly. And he was quite a character, lived quite the life. Just Google him. Lots of stories about Leadbelly and all of the time he served in prison for various things. Not always good. All right, so we're going to do a block of music now, all songs written by Leadbelly. Most of these are tunes you've heard, and some of these are versions you've heard. This song you've definitely heard, Goodnight Irene. We'll tell you more about it when we come back. Let's give you the Mississippi John Hurt version. It's Wrong Side of the Tracks.
Goodnight Irene.
This is one of Lead Belly's songs I learned off the record, which I think is a wonderful song. Irene, good night. Irene, good night. Good night, Irene, good night, Irene. I will see you in my dream. Sometime I lives in the country. Sometimes I lives in town. Sometime I take great notion, jump in the river and drown. Good night, Irene, good night. Good night, Irene, good night. I will see you in my dream. Stop rambling, stop gambling, stop staying out late at night. Go home to your wife and family, and stay by the fireside bright. Oh, Irene, good night. Irene, good night. Good night, Irene, good night. I will see you in my dream. Irene, good night. Good night, Irene, good night. I will see you in my dream.
Just dissatisfied. I woke up this morning, blues sneaking round my bed. I woke up this morning, blues sneaking round my bed. Lord, I couldn't eat, blues all in my bread. Blues, you're driving me crazy. What am I gonna do? Yes, you're driving me crazy. What am I gonna do? I ain't got nobody to take my troubles to. Play the blues. Do
driving me crazy. What am I gonna do? I ain't got nobody to take my troubles to. She don't belong to you. She's a heavy hippie mama, got the great big legs. She's a heavy hippie mama, got the great big legs. She's a heavy hippie mama, she got the great big legs. When she walks, she shake like a softball. And woman, woman, you're so fine, baby, you're so loud. Baby, 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 honey, you just knocks me out. Baby, you're so fine and you're so brown. Baby, now you make me jump and shout.
In them old cotton fields. This is mine. Out in California, they call this cry for me. That's my mama crying about me, didn't want me going family shit. That's just the place where I wanted to go. Send me to the fair 5 times, I ain't got to the fair the first time. State fair, they call it. What is the, yeah, state fair. Follow me down. Went on Vine Street Sunday, gonna be the death of you. Ooh, I didn't care. I told my mama, mama, you don't know. Women on Vine Street kill me, why don't you let me go? Ooh, it's coming, it's crying. Crying. I went to my mama, fell out on my knee, crying to Lordy, mama, will you forgive me? Ooh, come as crying as ever. Side of Sweetwater, I'd run on when I leave home. I got a woman living on Stony Hill, been running all over town with Buffalo Bill. She's a bad man. You been running all over town with Buffalo Bill. Two chances, one baby that you ain't done got killed.
Side of the tracks, and that right there, the man himself, Lead Belly, doing a track called Fanning Street, or as he even says in the song there, it's also called Cry For Me. Mr. Tom Hughestown, his songs sometimes had a lot of different names, but it's known now as Fanning Street because that was one of the streets in the red light district of Shreveport, Louisiana, where Lead Belly did most of his growing up. And so that song is about Fanning Street in Shreveport, Louisiana. And it's also one of the tracks that I think really highlights Lead Belly as a guitar player. Of course, he was a master of the 12-string guitar. And I know people who can't play 6 strings, and he played 12. I'm one of those people, by the way. All right, so before that, we gave you a track called Cotton Fields. Now, this song, I think, to me, is the perfect example of why it's important to find out who actually wrote the song and recorded it first. Because the entire time I was growing up as a little kid, Cotton Fields was a Creedence Clearwater song. Because that's the only version I heard outside of the Beach Boys version, which came out in the same year, 1969. But I grew up on Creedence Clearwater Revival. I love Creedence Clearwater Revival, and I love that version of Cotton Fields. But it's a Lead Belly song that he originally recorded in 1940, which, of course, I did not hear until several years after I had already fallen in love with the CCR version. It's all good. It's all good. And as I mentioned, yes, Beach Boys also did a huge, they had a big hit with that song in 1969. And Creedence's version would come out the same year. Before that, we did a track called Keep Your Hands Off Her, which Leadbelly first recorded in 1944. Was not released until 1965, long after his death. Taj Mahal did a version in 1969. Funky little version we gave you right there. Before that, we gave you a track called Good Morning Blues, which Leadbelly originally recorded in 1941. We gave you the Josh White version from 1957, which might be the best version, in all honesty. Love Josh White's version of that tune. And then Goodnight Irene, which was a sort of folk standard that Leadbelly would bring into the public consciousness in 1933. He was the first to record the song, at least that most people would hear. And we gave you Mississippi John Hurt's version, which he recorded in 1972. But that was one of several sort of folk standards, tracks like In the Pines and Pick a Bale of Cotton and Boll Weevil, Midnight Special, another one that Leadbelly would be the first to record. So there you go. Leadbelly. Hudie William Leadbetter, born sometime in January in either 1888 or 1889. Obviously, the records were not kept very well in the Deep South, especially for people of color. So we're just guessing at this point. But we know he was born in January, so we're celebrating now. Leadbelly, one of the most influential musicians in the 20th century, in my mind. All right. So another big birthday we're celebrating this week. A woman who, in my mind, is just a goddamn national treasure. And that would be Dolly Parton. Born January 19th, 1946. Dolly's going to be 79 years old this year. And she's still rocking. Literally. She just put out a rock and roll record last year or the year before. But Dolly Parton is not just a phenomenal performer, but an extremely prolific songwriter. And I think that gets lost in the shuffle sometimes. So this first block of music, we're going to do two blocks of Dolly songs. The first block is going to be songs that she wrote other people covered. And then the second block, when we come back, is going to be stuff from my childhood that made me fall in love with Dolly Parton as a kid. So let's start first with one of her most famous tunes, as covered by a good friend of hers and an artist that I'm also absolutely adore. This is Emmylou Harris. This is Coat of Many Colors. It's the Wrong Side of the Tracks.
Back through the years, I go wandering once again. Back to the seasons of my youth. I recall a box of rags someone gave us, and how my mama put those rags to use. There were rags of many colors. Every piece was small, and I didn't have a coat. It was way down in the fall. Mama sewed the rags together. She sewed every piece with love. She made my coat of many colors. I was so proud of. As she sewed, she told a story from the Bible she had read about a coat of many colors. Joseph wore them, then she said. Couldn't wait to wear it. I know this dress I'm wearing doesn't hide the secret I have tried concealing. When he left, he promised me that he'd be back by the time it was revealing. The sun behind the cloud just cast a crawling shadow o'er the fields of clover. And time is running out for me, I wish that he would hurry down from Dover. He's been gone so long, when he left the snow was deep upon the ground. And I have seen a spring and summer pass, and now the leaves are turning brown. Will show itself, cause waiting's almost over. But I won't have a name to give it if he doesn't hurry down from Dover. My parents didn't understand when they found out they sent me from the home place. My daddy said if folks found out that he would be ashamed to show his face. My mother said I was a fool and she did not believe me when I told her. But everything will be alright, cause soon he will be coming down from Dover. That he was using me. He couldn't leave me here like this. I know it can't be so, it can't be over. He wouldn't make me go through this alone. He'll be coming down from Dover. My body aches, the time is here. It's lonely in this place where I am lying. Our baby has been born, something's wrong, it's much too still, I hear no crying. I guess in some strange way she knew she'd never have a daddy's arms to hold her. And dying was her way of telling me he wasn't coming down from Dover. Cause she knew he wasn't coming back. I can't go home to mother and daddy. You took her, so can't you just take me too? Oh God, what can I do now?
Why did you go and leave me lonely? Why did I
that future of tomorrow. Yesterday must be forgot, no looking back, no matter what, there's nothing there but memories that bring sorrow. Let's journey there together. Yesterday is gone, gone, but tomorrow is forever.
I care not for yesterday. I love you as you are today.
Yesterday just helped to pass the time while waiting.
We must forget the passing time.
My love for you is the real kind, the kind that won't hurt you, oh, never.
Side of the tracks. Now, we couldn't talk about Dolly Parton's career without playing at least one song that she did with Porter Wagoner, right? I mean, we all know the story. Porter Wagoner was a huge country star in the 1960s. He loved having female accompaniment on a lot of his songs. Dolly Parton was not his first singing partner, but he had brought in this sort of unknown singer. Her name was Dolly Parton, and the rest is history. She blew up. They blew up first, then she blew up even more on her own. And what a lot of people didn't realize in the 60s and early 70s was that Dolly Parton was writing most of the songs that Porter Wagoner and Dolly were singing, including that one right there, Tomorrow is Forever. It's a great song released in January of 1970, so that song is celebrating a huge anniversary this week. Before that, we gave you a track called Why, which Dolly Parton originally released in 1967. We gave you the Tracy Nelson version, Tracy Nelson and Mother Earth, from 1969. Before that, one of the darkest damn songs you'll ever hear, Down from Dover, which, of course, if you listen to the lyrics, and you can go back and listen to it again if you didn't, about a young lady who gets pregnant out of wedlock and is waiting, of course, for her, the father of her child, to come home, and in the meantime has the child alone, and it's stillborn. And she says that it's stillborn because that was God's way of telling her that her boyfriend wasn't coming back. That is some dark shit right there. And in 1970, when Dolly Parton wrote that, nobody is writing songs like that in country music. Trust me. Skeeter Davis, however, would have the gumption to also do a cover of that song in 1970, and that was the version you heard right there. Before that, Coat of Many Colors, which, of course, is one of Dolly Parton's biggest hits and most well-known tunes that she released in 1971. Emmylou Harris would do a fantastic version as well in 1976 off her Pieces of the Sky album, and that was the version we gave you right there. Of course, Emmylou and Dolly would go on to work together in the 1980s, so there you go. All right, Dolly Parton, as I mentioned before we did that block of music, was somebody that was just embedded in my childhood. If you grew up listening to country music in the late 1970s and into the 1980s, Dolly Parton, of course, was one of country's biggest stars. She had a lot of crossover pop hits around that time as well. And I thought I would just do a block of Dolly and some singing partners of just songs that I remember very distinctly from my childhood because they were all massive hits. And let's start with the tune she released in 1978. This is not the original version of this song, though. I'll tell you about that when we come back. But this is Dolly Parton. This is the version everybody knows. This is Two Doors Down. It's the Wrong Side of the Tracks.
Thank you.
comfort from long before I met you. I caught a spark from his eyes, a forgotten desire. With a word or a touch, I could have rekindled that fire.
Stumble to the kitchen, pour myself a cup of ambition, and yawn and stretch and try to come to life. Jump in the shower and the blood starts pumping. Out on the streets the traffic starts jumping, with folks like me on the job from 9 to 5. Working 9 to 5, what a way to make a living. Barely getting by, it's all taking and no giving. They just use your mind. Watch him shatter. You're just a step on the boss man's ladder, but you got dreams he'll never take away. In the same boat with a lot of your friends, waiting for the day your ship will come in, and the tide's gonna turn and it's all gonna roll your way. Working 9 to 5, what a way to make a living. Barely getting by, it's all taking and no giving. They just use your mind.
Don't you? It's a when I met you, there was peace unknown. I set out to get you with a fine-tooth comb. I was soft inside. There was something going on. You do something to me that I can't explain. Hold me closer and I feel no pain. Every beat of my heart, we got something going on. Tender love is blind. It requires a dedication. All this love we feel needs no conversation. We're riding together, making love with each other. Islands in the stream, that is what we are.
Wrong side of the tracks. Every now and then I play a block of music and I think to myself, this sounds like it came from the right side of the tracks. Very syrupy block of music. But, you know, listen, country music has always flirted with the pop charts, right? Going all the way back to the 50s and 60s. Artists like Patsy Cline, Ray Price, they had songs that were charting on the pop charts. This is nothing new. But I feel like in the late 1970s and into the 1980s, the amount of country artists that wrote pop songs that wound up at the top of the pop charts was like unprecedented for the time. And that gave rise to the whole contrapolitan thing, as highlighted by the film Urban Cowboy. And Dolly Parton was the queen of contrapolitan. The queen. Whether she was actually labeled such or not, that whole block of music, we'll tell you why. So we'll start right there with Dolly and Kenny Rogers, who also was very contrapolitan, very polished. doing their song Islands in the Stream, written by the Bee Gees. Written by the Bee Gees, Islands in the Stream. A massive, massive hit in 1983 for Dolly and Kenny. I'm pretty sure that if you were born in 1983, you were handed a copy of that record just at birth in the summer and fall of 1983. It was everywhere, including network television. Before that, Dolly was everywhere in 1980 with the track 9 to 5, both written for the film 9 to 5, starring Dolly, Jane Fonda, and Lily Tomlin, also the title track off of her album from later that year, and another massive hit both on the pop and country charts for Dolly Parton, and nominated for an Academy Award for Best Original Song. Before that, a song that Dolly did not write, but she made famous, Old Flames Can't Hold a Candle to You, written, or at least co-written by P.B. Siebert. I've mentioned this before. That's Shakira's mom. She wrote that song, and Dolly made it famous in 1978, released in April of 1978. That's the quintessential version of that track. I mean, a lot of people have recorded that tune, but Dolly's is the best. Number one country hit in 1978 for Dolly Parton. Before that, from 1977, Here You Come Again, which was the title track off of an album of the same name in 1977. This is the song that sort of crossed her into pop stardom, took her from just being a country artist to a country and pop artist. Here You Come Again, massive hit for Dolly Parton in the fall of 1977. And then another song that came off of that same record, Two Doors Down. Now, the single version that we just played was released in 1978, in February of 1978, because there was a country version of this song, like a much more stripped-down country version that Dolly wrote that originally appeared on the first pressings of Here You Come Again in 1977, and it was intended to be a single off that album. However, an artist by the name of Zella Lair, who was sort of a one-hit wonder, well, her one hit in the beginning of 78 was her version of Here You Come Again, which was very country. And so Dolly decided to re-record the song into more of a pop sort of tune, and that's the version that got released to radio and got put on subsequent pressings of the album Here You Come Again. So if you have a first pressing of that album, it's worth a lot of money because it has the only version of the original version of Two Doors Down that Dolly Parton did. So there you go. Dolly Parton, born January 19th, 1946. This queen's going to be 79 this year, and we still love her to death. All right. We're going to finish off this show the way we always do, is a tribute to the man, Mr. Willie Nelson, my all-time favorite musician. He's got an album that's celebrating a 25th anniversary later this year. It's called Milk Cow Blues. It is a blues record, and it's a record that I really, really, really loved, and I cannot believe that it is turning 25 years old this year, as is my oldest child. I can't believe any of these things anymore. So here's Willie. It's a track off this record. This one is called Sittin' on Top of the World. Till next week, kids, stay on the wrong side of the tracks.
In the summer, not in the fall. I spent all my money on alcohol, and now you're gone, and I don't worry, 'cause I'm sitting on top of the world. Need to cry, holding out your hand, 'cause I can get a woman quick as you can get a man. But you're gone, and I don't worry, 'cause I'm sitting on top of the world. see me stealing, don't you tell on me. I'm just stealing back to old used to be. Oh, 'cause now you're gone, and I don't worry. 'Cause I'm sitting on top of the world. Sitting on top of